welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, I want to talk about a subject that I haven't talked about much at all on the show or in many different radio stations that I've been on or at, and that's addiction. You know, as a recovering person myself, you know, I as a young person, you know, I smoked a lot of weed. I'm just, Sam, you can look at me and probably say, I can't believe he smoked a lot of weed.
The nice polo says a lot of weed for sure.
So, you know, I started smoking pot when I was about 19 years old. And probably smoked weed daily, every day, morning, noon, and evening, from the age of 19 to about 60. Every day. And so I guess that would have made me a pothead, right? That's what they called us back then. And I wasn't much of a drinker. Alcohol was not my drug of choice. Marijuana was. And I got to say this because I really didn't know in all those years that I was smoking pot. I loved it. I'm not going to lie to you. It was a part of me. It became a part of me. I just didn't feel right. I got to the point in my life where I couldn't even tell whether I was high or not. So because it became a part of who I was, it didn't take. I mean, when I finally realized the impact that, you know, that really had on my life, it's when I became sober. And as I got older and finally became sober, it was then that I realized just how much of my life I missed out on. This is not a come to Jesus moment, but it's a factual moment because, you know, I think now about just how much of my life I missed, you know, by being high. But there's so many people now, and listen, I'm not a person who's saying that marijuana shouldn't be legalized. I think it should. If alcohol is legal, if cigarettes are legal, if cigars are legal, then marijuana should be legal. What I'm saying is we should be careful. And when you're telling people and talking to people about, you know, marijuana, and from everything that I hear today from people, the potency of the marijuana today is so much more powerful than what, you know, myself and my peers were smoking, you know, that many decades ago. But I see young people who have been smoking weed, especially in school. I didn't smoke weed when I was in school. I didn't smoke my first joint until after I graduated from high school. But I'm talking about kids 14 years old who are starting to smoke marijuana and in school. And you see it. And there's no way possible that you can smoke pot and be at your best. I'm just saying, speaking from experience. There's no way you can drink alcohol and be at your best. There's a reason they're called mind-altering, mood-altering chemicals. So, you know, you are not going to be. I remember when I would smoke pot, and then I was always interested in, or marijuana, if you will. Let's bring it up to a little bit, you know, more of today. And I would read, because I always enjoyed reading, but I would start reading, and to read a paragraph, I would read it and not comprehend what it was I read. And then I'd read it again. And my mind would wander again. And I would read it again. And then I would just stop reading. But I want to talk about addictions and the impact and the fact and you don't realize it before it takes over who you are. You don't understand the impact that it's having on you in your life until you wake up one day and you say, hey, wait a minute. I'm 67 years old. What happened to my life? Where did it go? You know, because you may think that you are, you know, in control of your faculties and that your thinking is right and your thinking has not been altered. But I'm here to tell you it has been anytime you're dealing with mood-altering chemicals. Now, we're talking about addictions, and I'm talking about something, and if I had to rate them about, you know, what would be the worst, I still maintain alcohol is the number one worst addiction between marijuana and alcohol. Let me just put it that way, because of the physical damage that alcohol does to you long term. You know, it really is the number one killer. Now, even though, you know, people talk about all the other things, the number one killer is alcohol long term. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. But you know what? But in this society, we accept that. Well, it's only alcohol, you know. By all means, you know, it's legal, so it's okay to do it. And so we accept that. And we don't know long term the impact of the damage that it is going to have on us. And I'm not telling people or saying to people, you know, people do what you want to do. You have a right in this country. You're free to make your own decisions. But, you know, being addicted to substances, there are people who are addicted to food. And yet, anytime that you can't control yourself, and I don't care what it is, there are people who are addicted to working out. They work out nonstop. And even though they really don't even need to work out, you know, they weigh all of 125 pounds, but they're still just in the gym working it out. Hey, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. What do you say? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.